This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. Our show is brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and The Brat Shop. Please go to our website, cityofcs.com, and go to our preferred provider list for businesses that you can count on. That's cityofcs.com. So if you've been listening to the show these last couple of months, you know that I've been doing my show from my home due to the COVID-19 issue. And my guests have been coming on air with me via phone also. So the quality of audio might not be perfect like it always is in the studio, thanks to my producer, Matt. But we're going to work through this, okay? So this is it. It's going to be ongoing for a while. But, you know, I've been doing this show for almost 7 years. And so Matt and I have pretty much gotten it down to perfection. I'd like to think so anyways. So this show is for those of us that are self-employed, those that have been affected, and who hasn't really, by the virus, right? Everybody's been affected by this virus. So what have you been doing to stay in business? A good question, huh? And are you getting ready for when you're allowed to reopen? So it depends on the business when you reopen of what you're going to do, right? And the governor will be giving us instructions on what to do and what not to do, et cetera, et cetera. But what's really important is that you keep yourself and your customers safe. So how do you convey to your customers that you're doing everything possible to keep your business safe and clean? Let's face it, you know, even before COVID-19, how many times did you go into a business and think, yeesh, this is so dirty? Especially restaurants, right? We all look for cleanliness in restaurants. I personally judge a restaurant by its bathroom. If it's dirty, it tells me that, and this is just me. I'm not saying this is for everybody, but this is me. If it's a dirty bathroom, it tells me that the owner isn't paying any attention to cleanliness everywhere, not just the bathroom. But I don't think I'm the only person that feels that way. So, you know, even before COVID, a lot of us were very judgy about businesses. Hey, you know, even boutiques, you go into boutiques and you see the floor, you know, being very dirty and looks like it has never been vacuumed. So people are going to be judging you a lot more than what they were before this virus. I guarantee that. So what are you going to do to change things? Well, for one thing, you don't want to handshake, right? Handshakes are off. I just wave at people these days. I don't even do the bump anymore. I don't do anything like that. I just say, you know, nice to meet you. Well, I'm talking under my mask because I wear a mask at all times, except for when I'm outside walking or if I'm in my house. I'm talking about when I'm in the public, and that's very few and far in between if I have to run to the grocery store or what have you, because I'm at risk. I have asthma, and there's a lot of people out there like myself that want to go to places but wants to make sure that the places we go to are being very cautious. So no handshakes. Just say hi and say, nice to meet you. Wash your hands. Employees should wash their hands when they arrive and every time they enter the premises, and so very frequently throughout the day. Now, maybe you're going to provide gloves. I highly recommend that you research how to use gloves. I know that sounds really silly, but for those of you in the medical field, you know what I'm talking about. People misuse gloves all the time, and I'd much rather see a person without gloves if they don't know how to use them, then with gloves if they don't know how to use them. It's very, very important. So be sure and Google that and how to use gloves. Don't touch your face and tell your employees not to touch their face either. Now, how can you prevent that? Have them wear a mask. And you might think, well, you know, that's just not how our business is, what have you. It's not set up that way. Well, you know what? A lot of people are going to look for employees that are wearing masks. Personally, I'm not going to want to go into a business that the employees are not wearing masks. And I'll tell you this, the restaurants that, not just myself, am I saying this, my friends have said the same thing. The restaurants that we go to get carry out, we are looking to see if they are wearing masks. If they're not wearing masks, we don't order from them. We're done, because that means something to us. So you need to think about that. Are your employees going to wear masks? I find it to be very important. constantly and regularly disinfect surfaces such as doorknobs, handrails, you know, your computer systems, tables, desks, keyboards, really anything and everything you can possibly think of. Now, if you have wooden surfaces, I want you to Google if you can possibly even disinfect wooden surfaces without destroying them. Soap and water, Dawn dishwashing liquid, what have you. You know, Google is your best friend, in my opinion. Just do a lot of researching on what you need to do in order to be safe, because I know you don't want your customers to be sick. And I know you want to portray that your business is ready, willing, and able to serve the public. So do your due diligence and find out what you need to do. You know, if you're following all the guidelines, if you're going over and above, you might want to put a sign out in front of your business, you know. We are COVID-19 compliant business, something to that effect. So people can look at it, read it, and say, okay, let's check it out. Let's feel good about this. Because I guarantee you people are going to be looking for those sort of things. If you have a business in the tourist areas, you know, you're probably still going to get a lot of business because, you know, we do a lot of tourism here in Colorado Springs area. Hopefully the COVID-19 isn't going to diminish that a whole lot. I know it will be affected, no doubt about that. But once you capture a customer, you want to keep them as a customer, right? You never get a second chance to make a first impression. So important during these COVID-19 days. So go over and above. Show people that you're willing to do whatever it takes to get their business and to keep their business. You know, Governor Polis, he has said that by May 25th, there's going to be a plan to open up restaurants and other businesses. This does not mean that businesses will open on May 25th. This is only a date that he's given that he'll have a plan in place for these businesses. So please do not open your business without specific guidelines from the governor's office. You know, just because you might not agree with the law doesn't mean you should break the law, right? You don't want to be breaking the law. It's very, very important that you do what the governor says you can and you cannot do. You know, lately in the news, we've been seeing some restaurants open and they're packed. And of course, against governor's order. So what has happened? They've been made to be shut down. For how long, I don't know. But that really wasn't a cool thing to do because they broke the law. I don't want you to be a lawbreaker. You know, there's some laws I don't agree with. To think about that one. But anyways, I might not agree with things, but you know what? You got to do what you got to do. There are some areas that have speed limits. To me, they're so, so low. I'm thinking, why is this 30 miles per hour through here when clearly I can do 50 and there's no problem? Well, there's a reason for it. So you don't want to break the law. Do what Governor Polis tells you you can and cannot do. I don't think he's been over the top at all. You know, us realtors, when this all came about, one day we were considered essential, the next day we weren't. And I'm not kidding you, this went on for a long time, at least a week. And then, of course, in essence, they pretty much shut down our business because we couldn't show properties. We couldn't physically show properties. But what did we do? We followed the law. We did exactly what they told us to do. So how did people buy homes? They looked at the pictures. They looked at the videos on the MLS, and then they made the offer on the home. So there is ways around things, but you got to do it legally. I don't want you to be in trouble. Whatever you do, do not break the law. Again, Google is your best friend. If you don't have the answer to your question, you need to Google it. You can also go to our government website, you know, colorado.gov. Go on there, find out all about COVID-19, what you can, what you can't do. Follow the rules. Also, you might want to think about this one, is that, and you know, I told a business, a friend of mine, this, and she about fell over like, oh my gosh, I never thought about that. If you own a business, open up an account with a janitorial supply company. You know how hard it is to find disinfectants right now? Well, you know what? They're your source, and you got a business, and you can open an account with them. So Google some janitorial business here in town. I'd love to hear from you if you own a janitorial business. And I'm talking about a business that supplies chemicals, cleaning products for owners of businesses, okay? I'm not talking about a cleaning company coming and cleaning for you. I'm talking about a source where you can buy chemicals, cleaning products to clean your businesses. So again, go to a janitorial supply company, open up an account with them, and then you can get your cleaning supplies. Like I said, I know it's very, very hard to find, extremely hard to find. Just sanitizing gel. It's like, you know, they jack up prices because you can hardly find it. So what else can you do? Well, you know what? There's something that some of you haven't done even before COVID-19 that you should have done. What can that be? Well, I'm going to tell you what that is after we come back from our break. And be sure and go to our website, cityvcs.com, and find out all about what we do. and how we can help you. So when we return, I'm going to have Shannon Lawn. She is the owner of Sites That Spark, and she's going to tell you what you should have done before COVID-19 and what you should continue to do. It's not too late. Please go to our website, cityucs.com. Come on back, listen and learn.
Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family has been given the term of endearment, brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host, and I've been giving you some hints on what to do to keep your employees and customers safe when your businesses are allowed to open. So what should you have done already before COVID-19, and what can you do now? Well, I have Shannon Lawn. She is the owner of Sites That Spark. She's with me on the line. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. So let's talk about what you do, because, you know, people are kind of scrambling right now to keep in business, to stay in business, to get more orders, what have you. You are a website designer, and you run into people all the time that own businesses that either don't have a website or their website is pretty dull, right?
That is correct.
So tell us what all you do, and what can you do to help people out there that own businesses that want some business and they want to keep their businesses open, online at least.
Absolutely. And actually, right now is a really good time to get your business online or even amp up the marketing. If you already have a website online, I don't know about you, but I like to shop on Amazon. And if you haven't noticed, Amazon has a delay on their shipping because there is so much demand. Everybody is on the internet and there's so much right now. So it's really important to get out there and get your piece of the pie. So what I do is I work with businesses getting that piece of their pie and understanding what their product or their service is and understanding what their target audience is and creating that website that's going to help customers want to do that business. And even more important to that is also the communication, getting that communication out so people know that you have that website. So using the social media tools and even word of mouth and email blasts are really important in getting your people to understand what you are doing during this crisis and what solutions that you're providing for them. And that's what I help out with.
And then you can help out with, I mean, people, let's just say they have a gift shop or people that own a restaurant, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, if you're a restaurant, it's really great to have your menu online, offer online ordering. And if you have employees that were waiters or waitresses, have them be your delivery agents and have them drive their food purchase to their home. Have your employees do some of that work for you. That it makes them happy. They're getting that income too. You know, and if you're a boutique, one of the great things you can do for a website is offer product bundles. A lot of times people come to a website, they buy one thing and they're happy and they're done. But if you bundle your products together, include things that people probably normally wouldn't purchase, and then offer them at a slightly discount. People love discounts. They love to know that they're getting a good deal on something. Like, for example, we're selling soap, and you could create a summer scent package called Summer Escape, and you say, you can buy my Summer Escape package package for $50. And people are like, yeah, I'll do that because then I don't only have to purchase the soap once and I don't have to worry about it the rest of the year. Or you can offer incentives saying, hey, if you purchase the summer soap package, we'll give you our tropical escape package for $10. And they're like, wow, I get an extra thing. And that's something that I can help with online is a little bit of this marketing that helps to grow excitement and entices people to want to be able to purchase from your website.
Very cool. And knowing that it's probably a local business too, because a lot of people right now are really into supporting local businesses. I've seen a lot of emphasis on that here lately. So, you know, some people go on Facebook and they go on, you know, informative Facebook pages about what's going on here, this part of town, or, you know, what offers are out there. So I think it's really, really important that people emphasize on their website, Colorado grown or whatever it may be, to emphasize that right now because, you know, who doesn't want to support local business? I certainly do, and I go out of my way to support local businesses. So I think that's pretty important too, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And even as a local business, it's really great to also have outreach to your community. And people love that. It really helps a member of the community to feel like they can relate to you if they see how your business is also supporting the community. So again, if you think about the soap boutique, if they're saying, hey, if you purchase the Summerscape soap package, we will donate a bundle of soap to the homeless or to the women's shelter or to the hospital where children are and the families have to come stay with them. And you could put like a little goal tracker on your website and people can see that and they love to see goals. They love to see progress and they love to be able to help businesses to reach that goal. So not only are they supporting local business, they're also supporting their local community. And so even though we're apart, we can still be in this together. And it really helps to grow that excitement and know that you feel good about what you're doing.
For sure. You know, there's a lot of mom and pop businesses, you know, here in the Colorado Springs area, you know, down in Manitou, Old Colorado City, you know, I could go on the outskirts, you know, a bunch. And those ones, I mean, they're hurting right now because, you know, they've had to close. And right now is tourist season. And if you drive down Old Colorado City and Manitou, it's not so busy right now. But I think that once the Governor Polis, he lifts some restrictions, we're going to see more activity down there. And, you know, what better time right now than to really get, if you don't have a website, first of all, that was a big mistake. You should always have a website. Am I right, Shannon?
Absolutely, but it's never too late to get started.
Right? And if you have one, you know, Shannon, you can go in there into the website and you can see what it might be lacking. And then you can work with them to spice up that website. So when they Google something, it'll pop up. I think that's really important also. But again, you know, I'm more prone to ordering, try to order here locally. And I think if we emphasize that all together here in this community in El Paso County and the outskirts, to support your local community, I think it'll really help people stay in business. Because unfortunately, there's businesses that have already went out of business, and there's some businesses that are thinking that they have to go out of business because, you know, their doors aren't open right now. So what better time is it, you know, to get your website going if you don't have one, or to spice up the one you have? So I have a favorite restaurant, and I tell you, and I'm going to talk to you about this, Shannon, when we get off the air, they need help on their website. And if I was a new customer of theirs, I probably wouldn't have ordered because their website was absolutely horrible. Matter of fact, I'll tell you this. Their link went to a gaming website, and they don't even know it, I'm sure. So I happened to know this restaurant, and so I just went ahead and ordered what we wanted. It was for my birthday. We ordered what we wanted, and we went and we picked it up. But that's because I've been a customer of theirs for over 15 years. But if you don't have this client, if I was a new client, I would have never have ordered from them because I didn't know what they have on their menu because their website went to a gaming website. See my point?
Yeah, absolutely. That is actually very scary. You know, having that trust on your website is actually very key to having a successful website. And that's one thing that I take into consideration when I build out this website is how am I building trust with the people who are visiting it so they feel confident, they feel safe, they feel secure. And yeah, if you're going off and you're going somewhere else, the person's never going to come back because they're like, okay, I'm going where I'm not expecting to go. I'm confused. And now I don't know if my computer's being hacked. It's very scary. And you have to make sure that you have that integrity on your website at all times.
Right. So you have to have maintenance on the website. Obviously, they have absolutely no clue that this has happened to them. So I'll be giving them a ring today. So, you know, yesterday was my birthday. So, you know, we ordered from them thinking, oh, no, they don't know about their website. So I'll certainly be letting them know. So and that's something you do also. You do website maintenance, right, making sure things are going smoothly. Am I correct?
Absolutely. I do the maintenance. I do the analytics. So I know what traffic you're getting. And I actually know how to figure out the specific little psychology behind the website to get that traffic a little bit more tuned up and make that design just look so good that a user just feels not only that their questions are being answered, but they feel confident in your product or your services, and they just feel generally excited to come and visit. So, yeah, and that maintenance is ongoing. If you cannot just do your website and slap it up in a day, call it good and done. You actually have to pay attention to it. You have to treat it like an employee. You have to keep it updated and keep it routinely maintained.
That makes perfect sense. You had seen websites that you just had to completely say, no, we're starting over again, because the website was just so bad. It wasn't inviting new customers to the website, correct?
Yeah, that actually happens more often than I feel comfortable with, but that's just because somebody just didn't know what they were doing or how to even really get started. And that's half of the battle, is just knowing what you need to do. A lot of times when people get their website up, there's actually 95% of what I go through on my checklist that has not even been addressed. So it's kind of scary.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. So, again, you create websites, you clean up websites, you take care of the maintenance on website, you do the security in websites, which is really, really important. So you can do it all. And if you all want to see Shannon's work, you can go to my website, cityofcs.com, and find out what my website looks like and the content that's in it. It takes a lot for a real estate website. It takes a whole lot to do a website, because there's just so much content that needs to be put into it. If you have a restaurant or a gift shop, whatever, probably not as difficult it is to do, I'm guessing, what my website has in it. But, yeah, she can probably gear you other websites that she's done too. So, Shannon, what is your contact information? People want to get in touch with you. What's your phone number and your website?
Yeah, absolutely. My phone number is 719-229-8129, and my website is sitethatbark.com, and I'd be happy to help anybody realize their online dreams at any time.
Awesome. So Shannon's number again is 719-229-8129, and her website is sitethatbark.com. And if you have any questions or you lose her information, you can always give me a call at 719-641-1357. Thanks so much, Shannon, for joining me here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. You too.
So do you see how planning ahead will help you with your business, no matter if you're in a pandemic or not? Always planning for tomorrow is very important, so you're not scrambling at the last minute. You know, the same thing holds true with real estate. When you're ready to sell or buy real estate, you know, think of City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. We're here to help you. You know, for sellers, we are the original flat listing fee company in town. That's right. We've been doing it for a very long time. When others come along and say they're a flat listing fee, how long have they been doing it? And can they do it? And how well do they do it? I can rest assure you that we do it every day with terrific results for all of our sellers. Go to our website, cityucs.com, and find out how we do it. And if you're looking to buy a home, we give back a rebate to our buyers. Yep, that's right. We give 25% of our commission toward our buyers to spend toward their closing costs or the purchase of the home. Sounds too good to be true? If not, go to cityofcs.com or give me, Deborah Elliott Schultz, a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. And a big thank you to American Liberty Mortgage and the Brat Shop for sponsoring our show. Well, my time is up, my friends. Thanks so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I hope you learned something today. You have a wonderful weekend. And remember, it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.